At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
M-A-L.
We'll be joined by Fairfax County School Board member Elizabeth Schultz. Wait till you hear what the school board is about to do next.
Plus, Tucker Carlson and Robert McCartney, columnist at the Post, has a mea culpa. He says he was wrong about the name Redskins. We'll talk all about it after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The verdict in the trial of the second Baltimore police officer charged in Freddie Gray's death is expected shortly.
And just as he did in December, Congressman Elijah Cummings is urging calm.
We who struggle for greater justice in our society must be prepared to do justice as well.
The first trial in December ended in a hung jury. That won't be the case here, as the judge is making the decision about whether Officer Edward Nero committed assault simply by handcuffing Freddie Gray, because, as the state says, Nero didn't have any probable cause.
That verdict will have as much legitimacy as our society and our justice system can provide.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Egypt today is deploying a robotic submarine to help search for clues as to what happened to the Egypt Air jetliner that disappeared from radar last week.
This submersible, and it's not clear whether it's doing an entirely visual search or does it have detection equipment on it that can pick up the pings that come from those locating transmitters that are fixed onto the sides of the black boxes. It's not clear. We don't have that information from Egyptian authorities. So then this submersible, it may sound good and it may give some help, but it may have a limited ability. The Egyptian authorities have so far not found any large pieces of debris, and they haven't told us that they've been able to specifically locate precisely where the plane went down.
Correspondent Nick Robertson. Two new national polls show Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in a virtual dead heat in the race for the White House. But the polls also reveal near record levels of voter dissatisfaction with both of them.
These numbers coming as Trump continues to reach out to various crucial blocks that make up the Republican Party, as well as its top officials. Today, Bob Corker. Now, the Tennessee Republican is the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, and this meeting is stoking speculation that perhaps the former Chattanooga mayor may be in the running as Trump's running mate selection.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Meanwhile, there's increasing pressure on Bernie Sanders coming from party leaders. They want him to play nice with the party he is running to represent in November.
In recent weeks, Bernie Sanders has called the Democratic Party nominating process rigged, and supporters sometimes boo when the party leadership is mentioned. But strategists say Hillary Clinton's lead in both votes and pledged delegates means Sanders' argument is likely to fail.
He is now trying to make the argument to the superdelegates to overturn the will of the people by telling them that they should choose him as opposed to the candidate who has the majority of pledged delegates and 3 million more votes than he does. It's not going to happen.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
President Obama has lifted a half-century-old ban on selling arms to Vietnam. But Mr. Obama steered clear of harsh condemnation of what critics see as Vietnam's abysmal treatment of dissidents. British Prime Minister David Cameron is warning of economic consequences if Britain votes next month to leave the European Union. Calling that a self-destruct option, Cameron warned that Britain would be plunged into what he calls a do-it-yourself recession. Howard County is on the leading edge of a new program to help you know what to do in the event of a mass shooting or similar tragedy.
The program is called Stop the Bleed. It involves kits containing gauze, gloves, and everything else you'd need to save the life of someone who was bleeding. This is Dr. Matthew Levy with the county's Fire and Rescue Department.
It's not just about active shooters or terrorist attacks, although we think a lot about that. It's about natural disasters like tornadoes, or even everyday injuries.
The kits are being put into every school in Howard County, as well as other public buildings like community centers and libraries. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,501, the NASDAQ at 4770. Sports, the Nats take the rubber game, beating Miami. The O's fail to complete the sweep, losing to the Angels. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get this straight.
Rush.
You got to hear this. You've got to hear this.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at noon.
And that's what everybody needs to know.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Our U.S. military sacrificed so much for our freedoms, and that's why Lustein Auto Mall of Woodbridge is so passionate about National Military Appreciation Month. Hi, I'm Jim Giddings. Buy a car from us and mention WMAL or Wounded Warrior Project in May, and Lustein will donate $100 to the Wounded Warriors Project in your name. Together, we help care for our courageous wounded veterans. Visit us under the largest U.S. flag in Northern Virginia, or simply log on to Lustein.com.
Lustein!
Drive and discover event at LustinDodge.com puts you in a new 2016 Ram truck, up to $12,000 off MSRP. Or a new 2016 Summer Fun Jeep Wrangler, up to $6,500 off MSRP. 1,000 vehicles, all available with Auto for Life and Lifetime Bumper to Bumper coverage. Hurry in.
LustinDodge.com. DC Metro's big, full-line Chrysler powerhouse.
See dealer for details on all offers.
Get your carpets clean for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia and Shirlington on 395. The crash, they just moved everyone over to the right shoulder, and there's several vehicles involved here. So still a lot to check out. Delays as you come in from Landmark. Once you get beyond, you have a little break and then heavy to cross the 14th Street Bridge. Now, if you're in the area of leaving the 14th Street Bridge and doing your morning routine to get on the George Washington Parkway, second thought, here. We are absolutely jammed solid. Long-standing crash up ahead on the George Washington Parkway right as you pass under the Key Bridge that was blocking the left lane and temporarily stopping traffic when they were trying to maneuver a tow truck in there. 66, a lot of heavy volume. No problems currently reported on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, both inside and outside of the Capitol Beltway. DC 295, a solid lineup from the Beltway. To and across the 11th Street Bridge under the freeway. Had two separate incidents this morning with those delays. George Avenue, southbound inside the Beltway. Cruiser responding to the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
New week, same old stuff. Wet weather around. Scattered showers as low pressure sits on off to the east of us and spinning in even the occasional thunderstorm if there are thunderstorms around. Looks like some moderate, even heavier downpours. Seeing that this morning, east and south. 72 this afternoon. Thunderstorms early tonight, 57. Partly cloudy with a stray shower storm tomorrow. Much better, 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Herndon, 60 in Bethesda, 60 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 8:07 on WMAL. Coming up in just a moment, we'll be talking to Elizabeth Schultz, who's a member of the Fairfax County School Board, and the school board is about to implement a transgender bathroom policy. And guess what? If you're a parent of a student in Fairfax County Schools, they're not even going to talk to you about it. There's not going to be any conversation. There's not going to be any public hearings. Elizabeth Schultz will join us in a few minutes. Coming up at 8:35, Robert McCartney with the Washington Post on their poll that found that 9 out of 10 Native Americans say we got no issue at all with the term Redskins. Robert McCartney wrote an interesting column about that. He'll join us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us now, Tucker Carlson, editor of the Daily Caller, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend, and man about town. Tucker, thanks for joining us. Tucker, I understand you attended that meeting in Silicon Valley with Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook and a whole bunch of other prominent conservatives. First of all, what was your overall impression of that meeting? And do you think that Facebook really does mean to change the way conservative voices are heard on their platform?
Well, I don't think they want to be at war with conservatives. I mean, and I went because I edit the Daily Caller, which has a lot of Facebook business.
Yeah.
So I felt like I kind of had to go. And I'm glad I did. It was interesting. I mean, they're all liberals, obviously. It's Silicon Valley. I mean, that's the pool from which they recruit, and that has effects on the news that they run. I mean, there are subjective judgments along the way. It's not all determined by algorithm where news is placed on Facebook. And I think they understand that. I mean, I don't think they are conservative, but I also think that, you know, being at war with conservatives is bad for their business.
So do they get what we mean, though? I mean, the day after this meeting, I wrote about this over at hotair.com. Patricia Heaton, pro-life actress, excuse me, Patricia Heaton, remember her from Everybody Loves Raymond. She tweeted out a simple message that said, choose and celebrate and support life. And then she highlighted a pregnancy crisis center. And it became a trending topic. And Facebook described it like this. Actress shares anti-abortion message. Now, that's not anti-abortion, but of course, that's an editorial choice they made, not an algorithm.
Well, of course, and there are editorial choices all along the way. I mean, you can never take the human element out of it, and as long as you have a staff that's close to 100%, you know, liberal and in agreement on what the world should look like, you're going to have, you know, out-of-touch moves like that. I'm not sure that will change, but I mean, you know, they don't want to be perceived as left-wing, and I think that's at least, or anyway, I mean, self-awareness is always the beginning of wisdom, and I think they're getting more self-aware.
Well,
the problem is not just that they're liberal, the problem is that they're just really powerful. I mean, there's never been this much power concentrated in the news business ever. I mean, people made movies over William Randolph Hearst, and he started wars single-handedly, etc. His power is nothing compared to that of Facebook. And so that's worth thinking about anyway. I don't think most people understand that.
How much of this is, though, I sort of pick up on something you're saying there, that they hire from a liberal pool. They all think alike. They all went to the same schools. They all go to the same parties. Their kids all go to the same soccer fields. I mean, it would seem to me that what happens in a situation like that is they just can't imagine that there's another viewpoint.
Well, that's totally true. And you see that same principle at work at the Washington Post.
Exactly.
And the New York Times.
Right.
And, you know, places that have people of goodwill and high intelligence still manage to turn out material that's out of touch with half the country. How does that happen? It's just, you know, if you never meet anybody who disagrees with you, it's easy to imagine only decent people share your views.
Yeah, I think there's a certain part of that where it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy just because you never hear another idea. It's like what we see on some of our local councils and our school boards. Everybody speaks from the same vantage point, and they can't imagine there's another way that a problem might be solved.
Well, I mean, this is the whole justification for affirmative action and quotas and, you know, the diversity movement itself, is that you want different voices in the room. The problem is it's such a shallow understanding of diversity. People can look very different, but have exactly the same views, and that's in effect what you have at universities and newsrooms across the country. You know, you may have people of different races, but they all went to Princeton. They don't, you know what I mean? They all have the same cultural assumptions, so it's a problem.
But Tucker, you were the only one in the room, but I have to ask you about your comments about Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck was also in the room, of course. Glenn Beck, radio talk show host, and he has theblaze.com. And this is your quote that you said in an interview. I went to that meeting expecting Beck to cry, rend his garments while quoting James Madison, but that's not at all what happened. He began the most extended, assiduous suck-up I think I've ever seen a grown man commit. He acted like he was auditioning to be Mark Zuckerberg's manservant. It was awe-inspiring. Tucker, what do you make of Glenn Beck's reluctance to actually press Facebook a little bit and say, I thought that he was all about getting the conservative voices out there and pressing industries to recognize and not treat us shabbily?
Well, it wasn't just that he was reluctant to press them. I mean, that's his business, and I don't care. It's that he attacked me for, and by the way, I was very polite, and I'm not mad at Facebook, and I really like Sheryl Sandberg, for example. I'm not, you know what I mean? I wasn't striking a hostile posture. I was just asking kind of obvious questions, and all of a sudden Beck pipes up and says, ooh, you're being Jesse Jackson, as a way to triangulate against me to curry favor with the Facebook people, which I thought was weird. I mean, he's weird, obviously. Beck is volatile. I mean, I'm sort of beating around the obvious point that, you know, he could probably use some medical attention, but I didn't expect that. I mean, I didn't expect him to, like, get mad because I was asking a pretty simple question. And I have the capacity to be a jerk, obviously. I've done it for a living for a long time, but I really wasn't a jerk, actually. I was just asking, like, this very simple question, like, you know, is there any ideological diversity here? And he acts like I'm trying to shake down Facebook. It was bizarre, and I don't know. I mean, everything about Beck is bizarre, obviously, but I don't know if he was trying to get them to buy his web property, which is in trouble, or whether he just sucks up to billionaires as a matter of instinct. I don't know what the answer is.
Wow.
Well, we'll try to get to the bottom of that. Could we'd love to have Glenn on to talk about it, Heather, if we could work that out. Yeah, we'll ask our producer.
All right, new topic, presidential election. The polls are now beginning to show that if the election were held today, at least on a national popular vote, Donald Trump might actually win this thing. It's nip and tuck, virtually tied, statistically tied, and Hillary's numbers are dropping like a stone.
See, I just don't believe this because we know, the one thing we know for certain, because we've heard it for the last year, is that Donald Trump can never win under any circumstances.
Yeah, I know. We've heard that.
Yeah,
right.
That is for some reason, that would violate the laws of physics because he's just not a good person and he's vulgar. And so for a fact, we know. We're going to start at what we know and work backwards. And what we know is he can't win. So obviously the numbers are wrong.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Tucker Carlson quoting the gospel according to Rove, I believe. That was chapter and verse.
So dumb. Of course he can win. And I'm not even saying that that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just, it's 2016. It's a volatile moment. She's not running on anything. He's running on middle-class economic anxiety. So who wins?
Yeah.
In a year when people are dissatisfied with the course of the country, is the candidate who promises more of the same going to beat the candidate who promises change? Probably not. I mean, it's pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Of course he can win.
And let me just.
Not surprising at all.
And Tucker has been one of those clarion voices for months and months now saying, stop ignoring Donald Trump. And even more importantly, stop ignoring the voters who are coming out and sending a message.
That's
so you are consistent there.
I would say he was way ahead of the rest.
Thanks for joining us, Tucker.
Thanks, Tucker.
Thanks, guys.
Your comments about Glenn Beck just now, I'm just going to play them as an endless loop as I'm taking my nap today to just put me in a happy place. I really appreciate that. Oh, that was good. That might be my new ringtone.
It is now, he said, moving on. 8:15.
I'm afraid of Beck. Bring it on, Beck. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first of the fives. Here's Jamie Witten at the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Happy place. I like that. Ooh, and you know what? Hey, happy place for all commuters. No traffic. Goodbye. We wish that were the case. 395 and Shirlington Cruiser dealing with a multi-car crash. They were able to get that to the shoulder, but boy, still major distraction. Beltway through Annandale, Tyson slowing again at the Legion Bridge. Topside as you head from College Park around toward Georgia Avenue. Georgia Avenue delays continue to stack up as you come out of the Wheaton area. Had the incident southbound Georgia Avenue just inside of the Capitol Beltway. DC 295. That's been a struggle this morning. Earlier crash near the 11th Street Bridge gone, but northbound jam back at the Beltway. And we had Beltway delays coming off of the Outer Loop. And now in the Outer Loop, we have a crash on the Wilson Bridge. Cruiser responding to, so keep alert. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, here's a surprise. We got showers today, maybe even a few thunderstorms. Looking at some pretty heavy rain at times today. High of 72 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with those thunderstorms going through the evening. Low of 57, and then tomorrow, hear me out, partly cloudy skies, high of 81 degrees, possibly a stray shower tomorrow, but let's hold out hope that we might actually, and by the way, Wednesday, plenty of sun, high in the mid-80s Wednesday, so the sun will come out on Wednesday. The sun will come out the day after tomorrow. 57 degrees right now, 8:17 on WMAO.
All right, joining us on the line right now is Elizabeth Schultz, who's a Fairfax County School Board member, and this is what we call in the business a last-minute ad, because we heard from her, and you're not going to believe what is going on at Fairfax County Schools. She got an email that suggested that they're going to implement the transgender bathroom policy after they received a letter from the White House, the Department of Education, and there's not going to be any discussion about it. Elizabeth, how did you find out about this?
Good morning, Brian and Larry. How are you?
Good.
I feel like this is becoming a regular segment, isn't it?
Yeah, sadly.
I got to say, I was stunned to find out on Friday afternoon and have been in regular discourse with our Fairfax County Public School staff and superintendent that we're just apparently issuing guidance to principals. It's already been done. I was told after the fact that it's already been sent out to principals, and it's just happening that we're going to fully implement transgender access to students and staff in one fell swoop, and that it's never coming back to the board. And I'm pushing back very hard, because the last time, in fact, I just heard you talking to my buddy Tucker Carlson, the last time I talked to him, you know, the last position of this board was that we were directing the superintendent to go hire a consultant and report back to us on best practices, what we were doing, what we weren't doing, what the recommendations were, and that, quote unquote, nothing would change until it came back to the board and we had a discussion, and then we would go forward based on what the discussion was. Now, of course, we have the intervening decree from the White House, courtesy of Barack Obama, that we have to do this. But the question is it even constitutional?
Well,
and I'm in a position where I've sworn to uphold not only the Virginia Constitution, but my oath of office includes swearing to uphold the U.S. Constitution.
Well, let's be honest about what this is, Elizabeth. This is the members of the school board, because everybody else in the school board sees this differently than you do, the one clarion, clear thinker on the board. And that is, they just want to go right along with this. They just want to go ahead. Yes, the Obama administration says we should do this, we should rubber stamp moving on, and they don't want the discussion, because they know if there's a school board hearing about it, they're going to get an earful from the public. They're going around the public by doing this.
Well, certainly there's going to be an earful from the public regardless, whether they go full bore and just make this change and issue a decree, if you will, from the superintendent's office and from the school board office. But the bottom line is, whether it's about an outcry from the public or not, we still have a fidelity to govern as a school board. And we don't take direction from the superintendent. We give direction to the superintendent. And that's the way our governance structure is set up. And the last time we left the board table, last June, we said we were coming back on this issue and a report would be developed and delivered to this board, and we would make decisions based on that. I am not in a position where I think I take direction from the White House. I take direction from my constituents.
Yeah.
And the rest of the school board needs to put in place that we are not an arm of the federal government, and that if something comes down that's unconstitutional, and even if they agree with it theoretically in policy, then you still got to go forward and govern. And we can't give up our right to govern, even if they have a political ideology in mind.
So here's the superintendent saying, hey, we're going to implement this now, and you as an elected member of the board don't have a chance to actually discuss this. Can you tell me, at least, has he explained what the policy is and how it will be implemented? In other words, I'll put it this way, as frankly as I can. What exactly does a teenage boy have to do to convince administrators at any given school that he can now shower with the girls?
Well, apparently that guidance has already been issued to principals, and there'll be some kind of an announcement at some point this week about what that guidance includes. And here we are in a position that it's not just bathrooms and locker rooms. This is the key thing that I got to remind everybody, is it also includes, under Barack Obama's direction, access to teams, meaning athletic teams.
Yeah.
And it would include things like hotel rooms for overnight trips, for student trips. So a band trip for a competition, a debate club competition, any number of things. Where is the right of parents to know what's happening in a hotel room of their student when they go on travel?
Yeah.
Are you going to know that a student of the opposite sex,
right,
is in your child's room?
Well,
or
yeah,
on your child's athletic?
That's a fair question. And let me ask you this. If people are upset about what they're hearing right now, what should they do?
I think that they should immediately contact the Fairfax County School Board, FCPS School Board at fcps.edu, or they call the superintendent's office and say, hey, listen, you guys need to vet openly and transparently and not behind the scenes what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, who it affects, who gets notice
yeah,
of what's happening in their classroom. and in their office space. Remember, this is not just students. This is also employees. And between part-time and full-time employees, FCPS has almost 40,000 employees. So this includes employees as well. And boy, do I have some upset, you know, one of the first, believe it or not, you know, irony of ironies, one of the first groups I've heard from are my Arab American and Muslim parents, who are incensed that they are not having proper notice about what's going to happen with their students
sure.
and their employee workspace.
Sure. Of course, Elizabeth Schultz, thanks for joining us. And you're right, absolutely. And of course, anyone who opposes these policies will be mocked and criticized and called, you know, the wacko Christian right. But yeah, start mocking and criticizing the observant Muslims who are also a little yeah. upset about this as well.
Well, this is what happens when you don't pay close attention to who you're electing to your school board. And by the way, school board elections are almost always driven by teachers. They got 40,000 people who work for the school system who vote a certain slate because they're all union employees. And they vote the people in who then support, you know, the left-leaning policies of these school boards. And I know that Fairfax County is not as left-leaning as this school board seems to suggest it is. So you've got to pay attention when you go to the polls and vote for people who are actually going to represent your viewpoint, not the viewpoint of the Obama administration.
It's 8:24 on WMAL.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
8:25, now WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, for our George Washington Parkway commuters, it's been a tough morning in the northbound direction. Finally, this long-standing incident. Northbound George Washington Parkway, right near the Key Bridge as you would pass in the Georgetown area. All lanes have just been reopened, but it was giving us delays back to the 14th Street Bridge and now linking up with those delays out of Old Town Alexandria back near Slater's Lane, and I'm seeing very little break along the way. It's going to be a while to clear this. In Shirlington, they have cleared the crash. 395 North at Glebe Road over to the shoulder on the trip in from the west on 66 Greenway and Toll Road. I don't have anything reported. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, and a heads up on 197 if you're heading 197 over toward the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, westbound direction. Before you get to the B-dub at Snowden Road, watch for the crash under police direction. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, activate mycleanpc software and clean up junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure east and more scattered showers around. A few thunderstorms may even mix in, especially for the afternoon today, but getting milder in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
57 degrees at 8:27.
You know, I want to tell you about an amazing tool that can help you to grow your retirement. Larry Spoth, the president of Retirement Protection Solutions, and his team test portfolios on a regular basis, and here's what they commonly see. They see high-risk positions with returns in the low single digits. You can do better. Now you can earn an upfront income base bonus of 15% and 10% simple interest growth for 10 years on your income base. That's an income base bonus of 15% and 10% yearly. Imagine locking in today's high position and collecting a 15% bonus along with a 10% yearly. To find out more about how this works, pick up the phone, 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. If you want to learn more about how your investment is working for you, you, go to their website. It's a really handy tool, testyourinvestment.com.
Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may be subject to income tax penalty. Income value not available for withdrawal. Policy and form number 65103. All guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Terms of the contract may apply, as well as possible surrender charges for terminating early. Products referenced are issued by Athene Annuity and Life Company, West Des Moines, Iowa. The Athena Sin Income Rider is optional and available for a charge. Rider is not available on all products and can only be elected at issue with the purchase of an Athene Annuity contract. Larry Spoth is a licensed insurance professional.
Memorial Day is just around the corner, and if you've decided this is the year you're going to replace those old worn-out windows, I have great news for you. Hi, I'm Andrew Kanopic of Renewal by Anderson, and right now during our Memorial Day sale, save 20% off your entire project, including installation, with no money down, no interest, and no payments for one full year. Plus, for 2 weeks only, save an additional $200 off your entire project. That's right, an additional $200 in savings on top of our 20% discount. Call between now and Memorial Day to save 20% and pay no money down, no interest, and make no payments for one full year. Plus, take an additional $200 off your project during our Memorial Day sale. If this is the year you check windows off your list, there's no better time than now. Remember, these great savings end on Memorial Day. Call Renewal by Anderson today. Call 855-478-5640. That's 855-478-5640. Renewal by Anderson, the better way to a better window. Discount and financing with approved credit only. Minimum purchase required, 0% APR. Call for additional cost information.
Yoenis Cespedes. And gone. Got to go through D.C. if you want back to the playoffs. Daniel Murphy.
There's a long one to right center.
And don't expect the guy that got you there to help. Gone. The orange and blue versus forget you. Catch everything. Nationals, Mets. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson.
Ain't baseball great?
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1014 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-1014. 800-300-1014.
Coming up, not only do Native Americans not mind the name Redskins, they actually kind of like it. We'll talk to Robert McCartney, who did a mea culpa in the Washington Post this weekend. Coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. The anticipation is high today in Baltimore, where a judge is expected to reveal his verdict in the assault, misconduct, and reckless endangerment trial of police officer Edward Nero in the death of Freddie Gray. The announcement by the judge is expected around 10:30 this morning. Prosecutors say Nero unlawfully arrested Gray and was negligent when he didn't buckle him into a seatbelt in a transport van. Donald Trump is set to meet today with Tennessee Senator Bob Corker. And it's fueling speculation about a possible Trump running mate.
Corker is the latest top foreign policy official to meet with Trump, essentially a tacit acknowledgement of Trump's need to beef up his expertise in that area. Now, as to the vice presidential selection, Trump and his advisors continuing to maintain that selection will be announced in July at the Republican National Convention.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Bernie Sanders' war on the head of the Democratic Party, meanwhile, is ratcheting up.
Bernie Sanders coming out strong over the weekend against the head of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
In all due respect to the current chairperson, if elected president, she would not be reappointed to be chair of the DNC.
Sanders going as far as backing her challenger for her Florida House seat.
Clearly, I favor her opponent. His views are much closer to mine than is Wasserman Schultz's.
The head of the DNC responding, insisting she'll stay unbiased, saying in a statement, "I remain as I have been from the beginning, neutral in the presidential Democratic primary."
Correspondent Joe Johns. A deep-diving submarine from Egypt's oil ministry will soon be at the scene where searchers continue to scour a section of the Mediterranean for wreckage from Egypt Air Flight 804. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,501, the Nasdaq at 4,770. Sports, a win for the Nationals over the Marlins, a loss for the Orioles to the Angels. Up next, traffic. traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, everyone, it's Brian Wilson with something we can all believe in, and that's saving money. Right now, if you call Thompson Creek Window Company, you can lower your utility bills, improve your home's value, and save money. Plus, if you set an appointment for this Memorial Day weekend, that's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you'll save with Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year. Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs replacement windows just for your home and our unique climate. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK right now to get Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year. It's so big, they won't even let me tell you all the details here on the air. But remember, you need to make an appointment for this Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. The more you buy, the more you'll save. Hurry, these holiday weekend appointments are extremely limited. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK right now to make your appointment for this weekend. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the deal. Central heating and air system in your house has a lifespan that we can mostly predict based upon how old it is. But another important factor is routine maintenance. And at Snell Heating and Air, we want to be the company that helps you get the most life out of your existing system. But sometimes you just push it too far, you know? The time comes when every household is going to need a new heating and air conditioning system eventually. Well, that's when the stand-up guys can really pull through for you. We find ways to make that new comfort system so affordable that you'll feel, well, comfortable. So here's the deal. Comfort can mean a lot of things. Temperature of your house, how comfortable you are buying a new system, and finding a company you feel the best about. For a lot of folks, that's the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP, and their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's head around the Beltway, Maryland, leaving Route 5, Branch Avenue, over toward Pennsylvania Avenue. The stop and go on the inner loop as you approach St. Barnabas Road, tune across the bridge span, outer loop on the Wilson Bridge, incident over to the shoulder. So been a little bit busy there. Leaving Springfield, inner loop of the Beltway through Annandale, stop and go as you push north past the Little River Turnpike and again toward the Legion Bridge, pockets of delays. George Washington Parkway has been a mess this morning and the delays continue. Incident northbound north of the Key Bridge gone, but the delays continue not just back to the 14th Street Bridge, but pockets of delays north even before you get to Reagan National Airport. 395 improving off the Beltway. The earlier crash in Shirlington had been moved over to the shoulder. Maryland 197 westbound before the Baltimore Washington Parkway crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in, showers in, even a few thunderstorms. The rumbles of thunder could produce some locally moderate to heavier rainfall at times, especially south and east as we go through this morning. But we'll keep an eye on wet weather in the forecast through this evening, 72. Tonight we'll go down to 57. We'll start to clear, then partial clouds around tomorrow. Maybe a passing shower or thunderstorm. Much less rain and milder, 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Gainesville, 57 in Greenbelt, 60 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 8:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we talked Friday. Well, I wasn't here, and thank you to Susan Friccio from the Washington Examiner for sitting in, but you talked about this stunning poll out at the Washington Post that says 9 out of 10 Native Americans, and this was a pretty extensive poll, 9 out of 10 Native Americans have real no problem with the term Redskins as a sporting team. In fact, a majority of them love the name. They said that it brings them attention and brings them pride. So I want to commend Robert McCartney. He's a senior regional correspondent and associate editor at the Post, and when he was writing opinion columns, he was pretty adamant about Dan Snyder changing that team name, and this weekend he wrote a sort of a reversal. He said, "I'm dropping my protest of Washington's football team name." Of course, you mean the Redskins name, Robert McCartney. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
My favorite part of what you wrote here is right here. It says, "It feels presumptuous for us," and by us you're referring to Muriel Bowser, Barack Obama, 50 Democratic U.S. senators, and others in the area.
I'm referring specifically to non-Indian critics of the name.
Thank you. "Feels presumptuous for us to say we know Indians' interests better than they do. We can't credibly claim that 9 out of 10 Indians somehow just don't realize they're being insulted." That's an incredible, I think, admission there, and I want to commend you for it. Tell me, was it just the poll, or have there been other factors that led you to change your position on this?
Well, it was mainly this poll and the fact that it confirmed a poll from 12 years ago. You know, there was the poll by the famous poll by the Annenberg Center in Philadelphia that found exactly the same thing, that only 1 out of 10 Native Americans, that is, people who identify themselves as American Indians, which is the U.S. Census definition. This poll, the Annenberg poll, had found 12 years ago that only 1 out of 10 were offended by the name. But activists and leaders of the American Indian community have always said that poll was wrong and that it was, you know, used bad methodology and everything else. But now our poll, and I trust our pollsters, and we made sure to deal with a lot of the criticisms that had been raised about the Annenberg poll. Our poll found exactly the same thing. So I had basically been opposing. I still don't like the name. I don't like the word. I don't like the name. I'm a huge fan of the team, by the way, you know, season ticket holder. Mm. But yeah, as I say, I think it's presumptuous and arrogant for me to say that I know better than Native Americans whether they're being insulted. So when we have two polls basically saying the same thing, I changed my position.
Well, what was going on in the Washington Post newsroom when the results of this poll came in? I mean, because after all, I think the newspaper has struck a pretty, you know, strident tone on this, saying that, you know, we don't like the word. Many of the columnists don't like the word. And then you put this poll in the field and it comes back and you go, gulp. Well, goodness, I guess we may have been wrong. I'm first of all, kudos for actually taking the poll and publishing it and reporting on it.
Thank you, yeah.
But what was going on in the newsroom when these results came back in?
Well, you know, we had known, some of us had known about the poll results for a few weeks. I mean, these results have been coming in for a while. It was a big secret that we were even doing the poll, and it was also, even more of a secret what the results were. So some of us had known for a while. I'd been thinking for a while about what I was going to write because I'd heard what was coming in, what the results were. You got to sort of divide up the newsroom into several groups here, okay? First of all, you've got the editorial page,
right?
You know, which is the sort of official point of view of the newspaper, but has nothing to do, or very little to do, operates independently of the newsroom. Now, the editorial page has been in favor of changing the name of the team for a while, and they wrote an very strong editorial on Sunday saying they were sticking to their position. They were not changing their position in response to the poll. Then you've got opinion columnists. I used to be an opinion columnist, and then Mike Wise, another former, he was an opinion columnist in the sports section. He was very strongly for changing the name, but he's moved on to a different job now. And then Cortland Malloy also writes for the Metro section, and he has strongly been in favor of changing the name. Now, we have not seen what Cortland thinks. Mike Wise has said that he still thinks it's an insult. That's a racial slur, and he's sticking to his position. To my knowledge, I'm the only person at the Post who has publicly changed position.
Well, are you going to use the word?
I try not to use the word in public you know, on air, because it's because I do, you know, some percentage of people are insulted by it, and I'm personally uncomfortable with it. My the thing that's changed for me is I cannot advocate now. I can no longer advocate for changing the name in light of these results.
We'll have to leave it there, but I'm just curious. You said you're a lifetime fan of the Skins, and you go to the games.
Holder.
So what do you when they score a touchdown? What do you sing?
I sing the song. I do sing the song.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
See, that would be too far.
I know all the words.
Oh, good. All right.
Yeah, well, good.
As well you should, and we appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thanks, really Robert. Do. Greatly appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There you go. He at least sings the song. I like that. Well, and you got to do that, right? All right. Well, congratulations to at least some at the Washington Post who recognize the Redskins.
That's right.
And again, my favorite part here, he said that some of the people there, the editorial page, they still think it's a racial slur. Let's just understand what that means. They are saying that they know better than Native Americans about what offends them or not.
Yep.
Oh, 90% of you aren't offended by this, but you're wrong. We're smarter than you. We're the Washington Post editorial page.
That's right.
Well done, Robert McCartney. And hail to the Redskins.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Ted Britt Automotive, they're the best serving Northern Virginia, really serving the whole area, but they got 9 locations in Northern Virginia, Chevy, Ford, Lincoln, even Harley. Yeah, that's right. You can get your Harley from Ted Britt and take advantage of their Ted Britt Memorial Day sales event. It's going on right now. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on their wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. That's the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. But also, even beyond the great deals, is the way Ted Britt Automotive stands behind their vehicles. They've got this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of, and that's what you want. I mean, God knows you're going to take care of that truck when you bring that truck home, aren't you? I know you. I know that you love to give TLC to that truck. Well, Ted Britt is going to be right there shoulder to shoulder with you. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Go check out their 9 locations, schedule a service with them, or check them out at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270 south. We're looking good until just south of Route 80 Urbana. A little bit of that volume through Clarksburg. We'll take it any day with being incident-free, then slowing through Rockville. Topside College Park around to George Avenue, heavy on the brakes there. Crews still dealing with a crash on now 198 Fort Meade Road west of Route 1. So just to keep alert in that vicinity. Leaving Greenbelt, Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Southbound lanes are open. Northbound heavy to the Beltway because of a crash. George Washington Parkway still trying to recover. Earlier, a long-standing accident near the Key Bridge on the northbound side cleared, but still stop-and-go delays before you even get to the 14th Street Bridge. 395 off the Beltway to Edsel Road slowing. That crash has been cleared. And leaving Virginia to Maryland on the Wilson Bridge had the crash. They've moved that to the shoulder. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure east and more scattered showers around. A few thunderstorms may even mix in, especially for the afternoon today, but getting milder in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
57 degrees at 8:46.
Chewbacca!
Everybody I know is talking about the Chewbacca mom. Have you seen the little clip that's on Facebook? It's all over social media about this woman who buys a Chewbacca mask at the Kohl's. And she's in the car doing a Facebook video.
Yep.
And she's talking about this is the greatest thing ever. And then she puts on the Chewbacca mask, which, by the way, is designed so that when you move your mouth, the mouth of the mask moves.
Right.
And when you open your mouth very wide, it makes the Chewbacca sound, right? All right.
Great.
So this, if you haven't heard, if you haven't seen it, you've got to go find it. But, I mean, there's this moment where she just gets so tickled. Here she is.
Now watch when my mouth actually moves. That's not me.
It's the greatest thing ever.
And this
oh,
is
she
the,
goes on for
this
quite
laughter
some time.
Goes on for like 3 minutes.
It is terrific. Her name is Candace Payne, by the way. She's out of Texas, of course, because happy people live
happy
in Texas.
Happy live in Texas, that's right.
And normally we would say, you know, well, listen, you really have to see the video. But I'm guessing you have seen the video because as of now, 135 million views
wow.
on this video.
I don't. That's maybe a record.
From Saturday
kind.
Morning, she went live on Facebook, and everyone's seeing it. And by the way, here's a cool aspect of the story too, Brian. The people from Kohl's came, visited her house, and gave her a whole bunch of Star Wars stuff, including multiple Chewbacca masks. Because she says at the end that she doesn't want to share it with her son because she loves
hers.
It so much.
It's hers. That's right. It is 8:48 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit, supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-705-2855. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-705-2855. That's 1-800-705-2855.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Are carbs as bad as red meat or even cigarettes when it comes to lung cancer? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Not just any carbs, but carbs with a high glycemic index, meaning they raise your blood sugar the most, are now associated with an increased lung cancer risk. Think white bread, white rice, russet potatoes. Researchers at MD Anderson Cancer Center found that people whose diets contain the most high glycemic index foods were 49% more likely to be diagnosed with lung cancer. Interestingly, the link was especially strong among people who had never smoked. Researchers aren't sure why there's a connection, but the thinking is that high glycemic index foods could cause blood sugar spikes that stimulate the secretion of insulin, a fuel for all cells, including cancerous ones. For smokers, that activity is the dominant risk factor for developing lung cancer and has a much bigger impact than diet. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-819-5088. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-819-5088. That number, 800-819-5088. Call now, 800-819-5088.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengel's owner of New Look Home Design. Spring is the busiest time of year to be a roofing contractor. If we do not install a specific number of roofs, our business will suffer. It's kind of like rain for a farmer. No rain equals major problems. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. I have to make spring a success. So, you're going to benefit. If I lower the cost to you without lowering quality, that means we'll get more jobs. And more jobs mean a better spring. You're going to hire someone to replace your roof. Do not do it without calling us first. To ensure you're going to give us a chance to earn your business, I'm offering discounts on roofing of 50% off your entire job. Certain to beat our competitors' prices and get us the work we need this spring. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Savings for you, busy spring for us.
8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it keeps on going. George Washington Parkway, Larry, we have a new crash southbound GW Parkway right in the area where Spout Run would merge onto the southbound George Washington Parkway. Alexandria Police still with the crash on Seminary Road. Now, if you're coming eastbound trying to get to 395, they have now diverted all traffic onto North Beauregard Street. So again, Seminary Road, north of 395 being detoured in the eastbound direction, westbound very slow to get by all of the activity. No lay problems right now on the top side of the Beltway, Maryland. Earlier incident near Colesville, quickly over to the shoulder. And coming in from the west, 66 still struggling with delays through Manassas Centerville. And as you head past the Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward the Vienna Metro. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. You can learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCenterCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in, showers in, even a few thunderstorms. The rumbles of thunder could produce some locally moderate to heavier rainfall at times, especially south and east as we go through this morning. But we'll keep an eye on wet weather in the forecast through this evening, 72. Tonight we'll go down to 57, we'll start to clear, then partial clouds around tomorrow. Maybe a passing shower or thunderstorm, much less rain and milder 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 degrees at 8:56.
WMAL, go!
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
We ought to get to the bottom of it, no?
Consider this your microphone. Consider this your conversation.
There you go.
My mother told me, never discuss politics or religion.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I'll be the one to speak the truth on this.
You're always right, and I love listening to you. I love you
so. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Memorial Day is just around the corner, and if you've decided this is the year you're going to replace those old worn-out windows, I have great news for you. Hi. I'm Andrew Kanopic of Renewal by Anderson, and right now during our Memorial Day sale, save 20% off your entire project, including installation. With no money down, no interest, and no payments for one full year. Plus, for 2 weeks only, save an additional $200 off your entire project. That's right, an additional $200 in savings on top of our 20% discount. Call between now and Memorial Day to save 20% and pay no money down, no interest, and make no payments for one full year. Plus, take an additional $200 off your project during our Memorial Day sale. If this is the year you check windows off your list, there's no better time than now. Remember, these great savings end on Memorial Day. Call Renewal by Anderson today. Call 855-478-5640. That's 855-478-5640. Renewal by Anderson. The better way to a better window. Discount and financing with approved credit only. Minimum purchase required. 0% APR. Call for additional cost information.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta home delivery gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
People always ask, what can I do to help? Call the Yellow Ribbon Fund and find out how you can welcome our injured service members home. Call 240-223-1180. With your cash donation, the Yellow Ribbon Fund can continue to provide cab vouchers, rental cars, hotel rooms, and furnished apartments free to our service members and their families. Help America support our troops in a way that really counts. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, 240-223-1180, or visit yellowribbonfund.org.
They call Winter Troxell the retirement professor for a reason, because he does such a great job of educating people about their options for retirement.
I love being the retirement professor, and I love helping people prepare for retirement.
Start earning your retirement credits today with a complimentary retirement readiness report at retirementprofessorradio.com.
Then hopefully the only thing our retirees will have to worry about is how they spend their free time.
Join the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Well, coming up tomorrow, seeing that it's Tuesday, we'll be talking to our good friend Larry Kudlow.
We will. I'll be back in 8 hours on Washington's Drive at 5. And coming up next, in for Chris Plant, is Mary Walter. Hey, Mary.
Hey,
hello,
Mary.
How are you?
Good. What's on tap?
Everything. We're going to talk about Hillary and Bill and Hillary and Trump and Blue Lives Matter and guns and all sorts of good stuff.
All right. You want to keep it right here all day long on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's 9 o'clock time for the news.
WMAL FM.